AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump said again, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney is a war hawk, always wanting to go to war.
If she had to do it herself and she had to face the consequences of battle, she wouldn't be doing it. So it's easy for her to talk, but she wouldn't be doing it. She's actually a disgrace.
Kamala Harris says these kinds of words should disqualify Donald Trump from being president.
Representative Cheney is a true patriot who has shown extraordinary courage in putting country above party. Trump is increasingly, however, someone who considers his political opponents the enemy, is permanently out for revenge, and is increasingly unstable and unhinged.
Trump says he was talking about Cheney's stand on the military, and the comments are misconstrued. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his state has been targeted with a video that's obviously fake and likely the product of Russian trolls. The video shows someone claiming to be a Haitian immigrant talking about how he's intending to vote multiple times in two counties in Georgia for Kamala Harris. Intelligence officials say it's the work of Russian actors. Mayor Buddy Dyer issued a local state of emergency for the downtown entertainment area in Orlando, Florida. Two people were shot to death on Halloween in Orlando.
One of the things that has made it more difficult for us is the change in the concealed weapon law. Now anybody can carry a gun, and we can't screen and take a gun away from somebody unless we know they're a felon or there's some other reason that they can't carry it.
One person was arrested. A weak jobs report for October was offset by a boost in tech stocks. The markets finished higher, the Dow up 288 points. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is sending additional bomber aircraft and Navy warships to the Middle East, just as an aircraft carrier and its warships are preparing to leave the region. This is AP News. Donald Trump has made his opposition to transgender rights central to his closing arguments.
He's been using demeaning language and misrepresentations to paint a tiny slice of the U.S. population as a threat to national identity. The Republican nominee's campaign and some political action committees have spent tens of millions of dollars on advertising that attacks Democratic nominee Kamala Harris for previous statements supporting transgender rights. Harris is pushing back, saying that she has supported federal policies that were in place when Trump was president. Queer advocates argue that Trump's rhetoric encourages hostility towards transgender people and creates misunderstandings about who they are. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
A legal fight over Elon Musk's $1 million a day voter sweepstakes is back in state court in Pennsylvania, a loss for the billionaire after a federal judge said he doesn't have jurisdiction. The local DA says it's an illegal lottery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.